Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I think I should call today's program Comings and Goings because there are so many deaths and births of artists in this art on this day. And started looking into it, and I'm happy about the fact that I can bring these people to you, no matter what the circumstances. I'd like to start by chasing a composition by Mac David, Joan Whitney, and Alex Kramer from 1944 called Candy. Big Maybelle to start with in 1956, and then Lee Morgan and his trumpet, 1958.
Why I call my sugar candy? I'm sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. He understands me. My candy's always handy, 'cause when I need sympathy, oh, I wish that there were four of him, and I could love that much, that much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Day that I'll take my candy and make him mine. Mine, oh mine, yeah. Mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine.
Thank you.
Chasing the composition Candy, written in 1944 by Mac David, Joan Whitney, and Alex Kramer. Big Maybelle sang it for you from 1956 for Savoy Records, an arrangement for her by Kelly Owens. And the opening alto solo by Dave McCrae. Lee Morgan, 1958, his trumpet, his version. Sonny Clark, piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pratt Fine Arts Center in Central Seattle, announcing Spring into Art, June 11th through 19th. A series of mini-classes for artists of all levels in printmaking, jewelry, sculpture, glass, and more. Learn more at Pratt.org. Pratt, the place to make art since 1976.
I'm going to reverse it now and have the instrumental first and the vocal second. And stay with Lee Morgan.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way, happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way, taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you. Through the good or lean years, and for all those in between years, come what may, who knows where the road will lead us, only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you. No good unless she needs you. All the way, through the good or lean years, and for all those in between years, come what may, who knows where the road will lead us, only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way.
All the Way, composed by Jimmy Van Heusen, lyric by Sammy Kahn. Lee Morgan to play it first from 1958, Sonny Clark on piano, Doug Watkins playing bass, Art Taylor on drums, and of course Lee on trumpet for Blue Note. Then for Capitol Records in Los Angeles, 1957, Frank Sinatra. So we might hear Mr. Kahn's lyric and an arrangement by Nelson Riddle. Lee Morgan, Frank Sinatra, and Nelson Riddle right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Wide World Books and Maps in Wallingford and Sandpoint Grill in Seattle's Sandpoint neighborhood, both participants in KPLU's Buy Local program. A list of locally owned businesses is online at kplu.org/buylocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
All right, I'm pushing some buttons. Let's see. Last week, I wanted to do something for Joe Pass, the great guitarist, because he had died in 1994 on that day, that is May 23rd. Pass was 65. And because of the material I brought, I didn't have any room for him, but I want to bring him now to you. And what we're going to do, what I'm going to do here for you, is the composer first, and then Joe Pass doing his interpretation. Giant Steps, written by John Coltrane. Coltrane's Atlantic Record, 1959. His tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor here again on drums, their version of Giant Steps. And then from 1976 in Los Angeles for Pablo Records, solo guitar, Joe Pass.
Thank you.
Joe Pass there playing John Coltrane's Giant Steps and starting the set, John Coltrane, the original recording of it, 1959 for Atlantic. Coltrane tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor drums. I'd like to do the same thing now, this time with Clifford Brown and his composition, Joy Spring. His recording for Pacific Jazz Records in Los Angeles, 1954, with Stu Williamson, Val Trombone, Zoot Sims Tenor, Bob Gordon, Baritone Saxophone, Russ Freeman, Piano, Joe Mondragon, Bass, Shelly Mann, Drums, and an arrangement of Joy Spring by Jack Montrose, and then Joe Pass.
Thank you.
Enjoy Spring, written by Clifford Brown, performed by him, 1954 in Los Angeles for Pacific Jazz Records, and a beautiful arrangement by Jack Montrose. And then Joe Pass in Los Angeles, 1976 for Pablo Records, and his version of Joy Spring. Interesting, isn't it, that you have the fast tempo. But and then just nice, easy, relaxed ballad. Clifford Brown and Joe Pass here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Portage Bay Cafe's Organic Table Catering, offering local, sustainable, and organic catering for all types of corporate and private events. More information is available online at organictable.com.
Now, many have requested Red Allen, and particularly Jimmy in Chicago, longtime friend of the program, and equally so Marilee down in Los Angeles. And Bob in Philadelphia and a couple others. I can't remember. Please, apologies for that. Henry Red Allen, one of the great inventive trumpet players and singers, and his band, 1946 for RCA Victor. With him, J.C. Higginbotham, his friend, playing trombone, Don Stovall, alto, Bill Thompson, piano, Clarence Moten on string bass, Alvin Burroughs on drums. Burroughs was magnificent, and I recommend you go to Earl Hines' Grand Terrace Orchestra of the 1930s to hear Burroughs drumming as well. Four of them for you here. Henry Red Allen, his trumpet, and his voice.
Well. That is way beyond compare. You thought you were my queen. You even made yourself a crown. But to me, your kind of loving is just a solid letdown. Now look at here. I'm through worshiping you, baby. Look what a fool I've been. The only thing you ever gave me was a heartache nine thin. Look out. The trouble with us men, we are too quick to forgive. But this time, sweet mama, you are out. As long as you live. So baby, 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 please don't knock at my front door. I'm changing my way of living. I just can't use you no more. So bye-bye, bye-bye. Let me meet you, pretty mama. like a guy with gold. Don't care if he's young or old. It's a sense you barking up the wrong tree.
But if you want to get your kicks from a boy who knows all the tricks, if it's love you want, baby, that's me.
If you want a guy with class who is way above the mass, well, I'm not the person, obviously.
But if you want to get a glow from a cat that's in the know,
if it's love you want,
baby, it's me.
So take your time and think it over. Don't do anything that's rash. Don't go for a guy with flash. 'Cause love will last longer than cash. If you want a streamlined car or a handsome picture star, I'm not the right type, I must agree.
But if you feel like getting sent from a truly righteous gent,
if it's love you want,
baby, it's me.
Come on. body. That is the best thing for you. But stay with your body. That is the best thing for you.
Ooh, yeah.
A couple of girls and you out for some fun. You always will hear my boy. Who's the other one? Drink hearty, but stay with your body. That is the best thing for you.
One of those fellas right over there.
Where?
Leaning on that beer.
Get him!
Why, he'll say his regards all the year. You can even hear him thinking out loud.
What's he thinking?
Great day in the morning. I hope a live one comes in here.
Drink hearty, but stay with your body. That is the best thing for you.
Party. Henry Red Allen, his trumpet, his singing, 1946 for RCA Victor Records. J.C. Higginbotham, trombone. Don Stovall, alto saxophone. Bill Thompson, piano. Clarence Moten, string bass, and Alvin Burroughs on the drums. Let Me Miss You, written by Louis Russell. If It's Love You Want, Sid Robin wrote that one. And two by Henry Red, Get the Mop and Drink Hearty, but Stay with Your Party. Henry Red Allen. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoon. Birthday today, born this day in 1909, clarinetist Benny Goodman. Here he is from 1952 with Strings.
Thank you.
Goodman, who was born this day in Chicago, 1909, and There with Strings, 1952 for Columbia Records. If I Had You, written by Jimmy Campbell, Reggie Conley, and Ted Shapiro. Piano work by Paul Smith. And Goodbye, written by Gordon Jenkins. I'm going to have more of Benny Goodman. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Wesley Homes, not-for-profit retirement communities, skilled nursing and home health care. Celebrating 65 years, Wesley Homes now serves over 1,600 people each year with a variety of programs and activities. For people who love life, info at wesleyhomes.org.
Now, Benny Goodman in a duet with Jimmy Rolls. And interestingly enough, Jimmy was a friend of mine, died this day in 1996 at the age of 77. Here's Benny Goodman clarinet, Jimmy Rolls on piano, 1947 in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman, clarinet, Jimmy Rolls on piano, 1947 in Los Angeles, recorded by Capitol Records. Mean to Me, written by Fred Allert, and Lazy River by Hoagie Carmichael. And as I said, Benny Goodman was born this day, the 30th of May, 1909, and Jimmy Rolls died this day, 1996. All right. Rolls' great influence was, or great love, I should say, his influence was all over the place, but his great love was Duke Ellington's music. And so I thought to run a couple for you so that you would understand something about the art part of what I do here, and that taking something and making it your own. And it's just as simple as singing along with it. Duke Ellington's son, Mercer Ellington, wrote one called Jumpin' Punkins. And Ellington's orchestra recorded it in 1941 for Victor Records. And, well, I'm going to play that first for you. And then Jimmy Rolls' solo piano, 1981, and his version of Jumpin' Punkins.
Thank you.
Jumpin' Punkins, written by Mercer Ellington, performed by his father, Duke Ellington, and his orchestra, Hollywood 1941 for Victor Records, and work by Harry Carney's baritone saxophone, some fine drumming by Sonny Guerrero, clarinet by Barney Bigard. Then Jimmy Rolls, who, as I said, died this day in 1996, and I'm doing some things for births and deaths on this day today. Solo piano of his version of Jumpin' Pumpkins. Now, I would like to do the same with Lost in Meditation. This, a composition by Juan Teasel, who played valve trombone in Ellington's band, and Ellington, and performed in 1938 by Ellington's orchestra for Brunswick Records. And you'll hear Ellington and Teasel on his valve trombone, Johnny Hodges, alto saxophone, and Cootie Williams on trumpet. And then Jimmy and his version of Lost in Meditation. Lost in Meditation, written by Juan Teasel and Duke Ellington, performed by Ellington's orchestra in 1938 for Brunswick, and then 1981 for Columbia, pianist Jimmy Rolls, his version of Lost in Meditation, and then Jimmy played Billy Strayhorn's Lotus Blossom. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin Subaru in Bellevue, a proud supporter of KPLU's School of Jazz. With the camping, biking, and outdoor season approaching, Chaplin's has hundreds of all the popular Subaru models available for immediate delivery at I-90 at Eastgate and online at SubaruNorthwest.com. The Greater Tacoma Community Foundation, a resource for philanthropy in Pierce County, fulfilling donors' philanthropic goals through personal and family funds that give forever. The Greater Tacoma Community Foundation, connecting people who care with causes that matter. Information at gtcf.org.
Us on the bus, riding on power through the power. When the passengers make room, whisper riding room, that's us on a bus. Two in one seat, love on every detour. You can be sure that I'll show you how it feels. The honeymoon on wheels, with two in one seat. Slow down, Route 27 is the nearest thing to heaven I know. Speed up, start hitting 60 and my heart will jump and thump. Oh, oh, what a bump, us on a bus. Kisses intimating that we're waiting till it's time to light the lamp. Hit the third chance, that's us on a bus. Damn.
Went home. They came a yell for Isabel, and they brought on the rum and Isabel. No more mutiny, no. What a time at sea. With diplomacy, Christopher made history, yes. Mr. Christopher Columbus, he used rhythm as a compass, yes, yes. Music ended all the rumpus, yeah. Why, old Christopher Columbus, not our Christy, yeah. In the year 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. What I say?
Thomas Fats Waller and his Rhythm. 1936 for Victor Records. Us on a Bus. Written by Tot Seymour and V. Lawnhurst. With Waller playing the piano and singing. And then Christopher Columbus by tenor saxophonist Leon Chewberry. And lyric by Andy Razaf, who was Waller's lyricist for so many years. Gene Sedgwick played the tenor and the clarinet. Waller piano. Al Casey guitar. Charlie Turner on string bass. Arnold Bowling playing the drums. Now that was April of 1936, a month earlier. And I'm sure an influence on whether or not Waller was going to do it was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. I'm going to play the set. That is the pieces from March 1936 when Fletcher Henderson's band was in Chicago. Christopher Columbus, Blue Lou by Edgar Sampson, and Thomas Fats Waller's Stealing Apples. The soloists, Chewberry tenor, Roy Eldridge trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Ed Cuffey trombone, the drumming of Sid Catlett, the piano, and arrangements by Fletcher Henderson's brother Horace Henderson.
Thank you.
Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, 1936 in Chicago, recorded by Vocalion Records. Christopher Columbus, Blue Lou, and Stealin' Apples. Soloists, Chew Berry tenor saxophone, Roy Eldridge trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Ed Cuffey trombone, Sid Catlett's drumming and arranging by Horace Henderson, who was substituting at the piano. Fletcher Henderson. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Paul Desmond died on this day in 1977, at the age of 52. And I brought his quartet, recorded for Warner Brothers Records in 1959. Desmond Alto, Jim Hall, guitar, Percy Heath, bass, Connie Kay on drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Desmond Quartet, and 1959 for Warner Brothers Records, and Desmond on alto, Jim Hall guitar, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on the drums. East of the Sun, written by Brooks Bowman. For All We Know by J. Fred Coots, and I Get a Kick Out of You by Cole Porter. Paul Desmond died on this day in 1977 at the age of 52. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Greenwood True Value Hardware on Finney Ridge and Senior Moose on Leary Ave in Ballard, partnering in KPLU's Think Local, Buy Local program. A list of partners, tips, and ideas at kplu.org/thinklocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Now to Dave McKenna, pianist, who was born on this day in 1930, and in San Francisco in 1979, for Concord Jazz, he did this. Dave McKenna, solo piano, 1979 in San Francisco for Concord Jazz. If Dreams Come True by Edgar Sampson and Yardbird Suite by Charlie Parker. McKenna born this day in 1930. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Wide World Books and Maps in Wallingford and Sandpoint Grill in Seattle's Sandpoint neighborhood, both participants in KPLU's Buy Local program. A list of locally owned businesses is online at kplu.org/buy local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
And now Frankie Trumbauer, known as Tram. I guess because he didn't like being called Trum. C Melody saxophonist. C Melody sax in size and key lies between the B-flat tenor and the E-flat alto saxophone. Trumbauer was born this day in 1901. He made a record in 1920, made a lot of records in 1927. This one for OK Records. They call it For No Reason At All in C. They, being Tram, playing his C melody, Bix Beiderbecke, the piano, and a little bit at the end he plays his cornet, and the guitar work of Eddie Lang. Frankie Trumbauer, born this day in 1901 and there in 1927 for OK Records. First a trio, Trumbauer, C. Melody, Bick Spiderbeck, piano and cornet, and guitarist Eddie Lang doing For No Reason At All in C. Then, same year, same company, Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, Singin' the Blues, a beauty by Con Conrad and J.R. Robinson, featuring Bix and Trumbauer and Eddie Lang, and clarinetist Jimmy Dorsey. Now a set of four, same year, 1927, different time. We will hear Ostrich Walk, Riverboat Shuffle, I'm Coming Virginia, and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Bix plays the cornet, Bill Rank trombone, Don Murray clarinet and tenor, Trumbauer C. Melody, Itzy Riskin on piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, and all of these by a brilliant arranger by the name of Bill Chalice, who had been working very successfully for Paul Whiteman's band. Frankie Trumbauer, 1927.
Thank you.
Frankie Trumbauer and his C Melody saxophone and his orchestra, 1927 for OK Records. Arrangements by Bill Chalice of Ostrich Walk by Nick LaRocca and Larry Shields. Riverboat Shuffle by Hoagy Carmichael. I'm Comin' Virginia by Donald Haywood. And Way Down Yonder in New Orleans by John Layton and Henry Kramer. Bill Rank played the trombone, Big Spiderbeck the cornet, Don Murray clarinet and tenor, Itzy Riskin piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Chauncey Morehouse on drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Well, there's nothing like pushing the wrong button, but that's okay. It certainly is. What I want to do is to now go to Hank Mobley. Mobley died this day in 1986 at the age of 56. And in 1955, for Blue Note Records, he recorded these. Thank you. Hank Mobley, his tenor saxophone, his quartet, Blue Note Records, 1955, Cole Porter's Love for Sale, and two by Mobley, My Sin and Just Coolin'. With him, Horace Silver, piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.